Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Hide your word, Lord, in our heart, that we may not sin against you. Amen. I woke up thinking of these verses today, familiar verses to us, especially here in the Western world. We're in the age of so much knowledge, you know. A friend of mine who's just always going to YouTube, you can pull up anything, you know, pull up YouTube, listen to these guys teach on things, and it always throws him into a lot of confusion, you know. And anyway, this is out of 2 Corinthians 11. Not that that's a bad thing. Yeah, sometimes it is. I wish that you would bear with me in a little foolishness, but indeed you are bearing with me, for I am jealous with you with a godly jealousy. I betrothed you to one husband, so that as to Christ I might present you as pure. But I'm afraid, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, that your minds will be led astray from simplicity and purity, and most translations will see, of devotion to Christ. And actually that is from the simplicity and purity of being in Christ. So, we have this. Now, what was the real deception there with Eve? We know the story. When the serpent came to her, he was saying to her, surely has God said to you, you eat of this, you know. But what he knows is that once you do, you'll know enough stuff to be able to discern good and evil. So, all you need is knowledge. And once you have knowledge, then you got it. You know, implying that what you don't really need, and what God said, is his presence. Right? You can do it without that. As long as you know enough stuff, know enough good, know enough evil, you know, you get enough information, you'll be good. Okay? That was his temptation to her. Right? And the same temptation has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. He comes to us with the same way. Right? All you need is just enough knowledge of stuff, and then you can be godly. You can know, you know, the right. So what of course, Adam and Eve lost, and what was restored in Christ, what they lost in Adam, we say, is the presence of God. What was restored in Christ, the second Adam, was his presence. They lost it. Now it was restored back to them. Right? So if the enemy's always attacking us with our completeness in Christ, how complete we are, right? Then that's the thing that we need to focus on the most, right? And in Colossians, I really like these passages. My week's just been totally, that 4th of July on Tuesday has just thrown me off. So, if I seem a little off, I am. That's the reason I'm here with my thing. This turned sideways, just a little off kilter. This is a familiar verse to us out of the book of Colossians. It was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness of deity to dwell in Christ, then through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace with the blood of the cross. He has now reconciled you in his body through death in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach with no shame. Jumping down. Of this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship that God bestowed on me on your behalf, that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God. That is the mystery which has been hidden from ages past, but now has been made real and manifest to his saints, to whom God willed to make known. It's his will to make this known to you. The riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing every man, teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man perfect or complete in Christ. And for this purpose I labor, striving according to his power, which works mightily within me. In a nutshell, what his job there with these guys, the spending time with them, preaching to so that they would know their completeness in Christ, how complete they were. That they would know, which we hear this all the time, Bishop uses these words, the fullness of Christ in their life. Right? That they possess it, they have it. So the only thing that happens through life is just faith releases that within us. Now, if I read something that helps me to release faith in my life, to experience more of Jesus, then that's good, right? But I don't want to spend my time just getting a bunch of knowledge that is not going to lead to that goal. See what I'm saying? I know a bunch of guys, really smart people, too, and that just read, and again, nothing wrong with reading books, right? Nothing wrong with reading books about God. We like that. Those are good things. But if those particular things that we're reading, again, is not leading us to this reality, then we have to be careful, right? And I've seen it lead a lot of people astray, you know? And they get so much knowledge that they begin to worship the knowledge, and they somehow misplace this Jesus who lives within them. Right? Is that making sense, Steve? Not that that's not okay, but if it's not a means to an end, right, then I can be deceived. I can be part of the deception, because once I'm led astray from simplicity, okay, in other words, it's not simple anymore. It's complicated. I've been led astray, right? And if it's not pure, which is just holy and pure, without, you know, actually that word means, simple means a piece of cloth that hasn't been folded. It's just a piece of cloth. It hadn't been folded, twisted, or anything like that. It's just pure, simple. And that's our relationship with Jesus. Because in reality, we have everything. Peter tells us that, 2 Peter chapter 1, we have everything pertaining to life and godliness already. You possess it, I possess it, right? So in my pure and simple walk with Jesus, that's released within me, right? The enemy, just like he did from the beginning, will be trying to pull me away from that simplicity. Tempting me, especially here, that's reality more in this part of the world than anywhere else, with get a bunch of knowledge. If you get a bunch of knowledge, you'll be like God. Right? If you keep reading in Colossians where it was, it says that in Christ dwells all wisdom and knowledge. So I really already got it. Into my simple and pure relationship with Him, by faith, that's released in. Oh, yeah. Right? So, you're being tugged on today with that, and you're being pulled away from just your simple relationship with Him, then it's deception. Sometimes it's just so simple, you know, with me, you know, when the Lord speaks things to me and all the times of my life where He just really set me free and you move from one place to another, it's just simple, you know. I make it so complicated, you know, because that's part of the warfare, and the Lord just like, yeah, here it is, it's just this one thing. I read 4 books and you tell me one thing and I'm good, you know, I'm okay. Again, nothing wrong with books, right? Okay. Yeah, I don't think. Father Craig said we need to stop reading all books. No. He did not say that. But only faith is going to bring you what you've already got. Right? In the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.